To overcome your fears, face them head on. That's the conventional wisdom anyway. If you're scared of public speaking, then get up and give a speech. But what if every time you talk, there are moments when your face and throat tense up and your voice gets stuck on a single sound? As WPLN's Nina Cardona reports, one new group forming in Nashville says that fear has the same cure. Get up and give a speech.
Jack Henderson is a gregarious guy.
There's such a joy in communicating, in being able to have your thoughts, your ideas, your concerns, whatever, be understood. That's kind of a deep human need.
You may have just noticed that Henderson has a stutter. It's always been there, always will be, but he's gotten very good at working around it. He's a speech and language therapist with a background in theater and does improv comedy on the side. He puts his voice out there.
And for people who stutter, usually are sometimes scared to do that because they might not be able to get the word out. They might be worried that the person might laugh or turn away or finish what they're saying for them.
Which is why, Henderson says, it's important to create a safe space.
I will be your Toastmaster for this evening.
Of the hundreds of Toastmasters International chapters around the world, only two established groups, one in Australia and another in London, are devoted to people who stutter. Once it gets its charter, this Nashville group will be the third. Members take turns giving short speeches and get feedback on grammar and how closely they held to certain time limits. But at most Toastmasters meetings, there's also a count of how many times each person resorts to filler sounds like ah or
Because, of course, we are a chapter for people who stutter. We will only be having the ah counter used if the speaker wishes to have their ahs counted.
See, sometimes what sounds like or ah is actually the start of someone's stutter. Or even if it is a filler sound, it could be buying time while the person mentally switches gears from a word they feel is about to get caught in a loop to one they know they can say fluently. In this group, whatever technique helps you use your voice is welcome. Because using your voice might just help you be yourself.
I'm an introvert, probably because I stutter, but I think I have a personality of being an extrovert.
Eugene Johnson's experience was the impetus for forming this chapter. He's an accomplished man with multiple degrees and, as he says, a natural urge to interact. But for years, he retreated inward.
I've been a member of my church for about 13 years, but never joined a ministry because I was afraid and I didn't have the confidence.
He didn't want to risk potentially tricky conversations, but his extroverted nature pushed Johnson to get in front of groups and just talk. And he found that he could do it.
I now belong to five ministries.
And he wants to see other people like him come out of hiding. So at the Toastmasters meeting, Johnson stands in front of about 30 people and talks about simple everyday things that used to intimidate him.
I can go to a restaurant now. I can order what I want as opposed to having to settle for what I can pronounce. I can call up that lady at Amazon.com or wherever and demand a refund for the money that I've overspent or that I shouldn't have been charged in the first place.
After the prepared speeches comes a chance for anyone to come up front and speak off the cuff for 1 to 2 minutes.
If anybody would like to volunteer, yes, thank you.
Fifi Apia raises his hand from the back of the room so tentatively that almost nobody sees. Speaking afterward, Apia says he could feel his adrenaline surge. This wasn't like the other times the man from Ghana had visited public speaking groups only to sit silently. This time, he wasn't the only one with a stutter.
And I guess Dave said it's just go for it. And yeah, it was pretty scary. I'll tell you that I was shaking and I didn't think I could even talk for like a minute.
Once he reached the front of the room, Apia took a deep breath and shared a very personal story.
This reminds me of the first time a friend in high school had died. Pardon me, I spoke for a minute and 30 seconds, which is, the most outspoken in a very long time, yeah.
He says it felt like an extreme sport.
Like, I just got off the base jump. It was very scary, yeah. Yeah, but loved it, yeah.
Apia smiles broadly and waves a piece of paper in his hand. It's a membership application. He's going to join. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Nina Cardona.